CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov have reached agreement on a framework to secure and destroy Syria's chemical weapons by mid-2014 and impose U.N. penalties if the Bashar al-Assad government fails to comply. According to the framework, Syria must submit a comprehensive listing of its chemical weapon stockpiles within 1 week, and weapon inspectors must be on the ground in Syria by November. U.S. President Barack Obama has welcomed the U.S.-Russian framework agreement for eliminating Syrian chemical weapons, but warned that the country remains to act if diplomacy fails. France and the United Nations also welcomed the agreement. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon expressed his hope that the deal will pave the way for a political solution to end the appalling suffering of the Syrian people. A UN spokesman says Syria has met his obligations in applying for membership in the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, and its membership will take effect on October. The spokesman says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed Syria's accession to the OPCW. Syria was asked to provide additional information following its Thursday submission of documents to join the OPCW, which is the implementing authority for the Chemical Weapons Convention. Details of the information requested were not released. A Chinese passenger liner with over 2,300 people aboard has been detained by a local court in Jeju Island, South Korea, following a request by a Chinese shipping service company. The cruise's operator says the Henna was detained before departure by a Jeju local court when a shipping service company, Jiangsu Shagang International Trade Company Limited, applied for a seizure order on claims of legal dispute. The ship, with 1,659 passengers and a crew of 650 on board, was originally bound for Incheon from Jeju on Friday. The company said it has reported the incident to Chinese authorities and has coordinated with the South Korean side for a safe departure as soon as possible. The weekend meeting of NATO's military committee, the organization's top decision-making body, was held in Budapest on Saturday, with the focus on topical issues such as the Middle East and North Africa, including Syria. Committee Chair General Nad Bartels told reporters that the purpose of the meeting was to discuss issues important to the military authorities of the members and to reach consensus on realistic measures. This is CRI News. China's electricity consumption, a common indicator of economic activity, rose 13.7% year-on-year in August, marking its fastest growth since March 2012, according to official data released Saturday. The figure also marked the fourth straight month of recovery in power use in the world's second-largest economy. The recovery of electric power consumption reflects a firming economy, adding to evidence that the Chinese economy is moving out of the shadow of a protracted slowdown. Chinese authorities have seized several children's publications involved in spreading pornography in a bid to filter obscene content in children's reading. China Pictorial Publishing House and Shanxi Normal University Publishing House were ordered to suspend their operation for 3 months as a result of releasing children's books with porn content. Three other periodicals based in Shanxi, Henan, and Shandong provinces were also ordered to suspend operation by provincial authorities for spreading superstition, violence, obscenity, and erotic content. A total of 436,000 people will sit China's national judicial examination on Saturday and Sunday, 32,000 more than last year, and nearly 18% of the candidates are this year's graduates, according to the Ministry of Justice. The examination will test the candidates on legal theory and applications, current law and regulations, legal practice, and professional ethics. The National School Bus Safety Management Assembly has demanded guarantees about school bus safety after two recent accidents, according to a statement of the Ministry of Education. The assembly, composed of the ministry and 19 other departments responsible for school bus safety, says those with duties of care should be severely punished for leaving children to die on school buses in Henan and Guangdong provinces in late August and mid-September. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.